Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. Futures are indicating a broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are mixed in early trade. Bonds are steady, with the US 10-year at 1.63%. The dollar is slightly firmer across the board. Oil is down, gold is up, industrial metals are mostly lower, and cryptocurrencies are down. It's been fairly quiet in the way of news overnight. Yesterday, President Biden said that he may make a final decision on a nomination for Fed chair in about 4 days. Bloomberg reported that the announcement may slip into next week, with the White House seeking input from senators to ensure votes for confirmation. Senator Manchin, who has not committed to backing Powell in previous interviews, will meet with him before Biden makes his selection. This comes as the press continues to speculate on the possibility of Brainard being elevated. Meanwhile, takeaways from the Biden-Xi Jinping meeting were largely uneventful after the summit concluded with little discussion about trade and tariffs. Confidence-building measures included a reported deal on journalist visas, expediting U.S. executive entry into China, and possible talks on arms control. In other global trade news, the South China Morning Post reported that the EU has postponed a plan due to be announced Friday this week that would have upgraded its ties with Taiwan. The EU wanted a new format for liaising with Taiwan on trade and economic issues, including more regular meetings, collaboration on specific sectors such as semiconductors, and more visits by senior officials. On the macro front, the focus in Europe is on inflation updates from the UK and Eurozone final reading. UK CPI was much stronger than expected, which will underpin expectations for a Bank of England rate hike. However, ECB officials continue to emphasize a transitory inflation view, with the latest remarks from Finnish central bank chief Rehn. Overnight, Japan core machinery orders were weaker, though the Cabinet Office's assessment was unchanged and Bank of Japan Governor Kuroda reiterated the capital spending outlook is positive. Japan export growth also missed, with autos the main drag. Australian wage price index rose to a 2-year high, but remains below the Reserve Bank of Australia's threshold for a rate hike. And elsewhere, Singapore export growth was better than expected. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, building permits, housing starts, while Canadian CPI is also due. And among the companies due to post their results before the open today, TJX, Target, and Lowe's. In corporate news, the New York Times reported that the FDA may authorize booster doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's Comirnaty on November 18th. And nCino will acquire digital home ownership software company Simple Nexus in a stock and cash transaction valued at $1.2 billion. Asian equities ended mixed overnight. Korean stocks were the regional underperformers today, with many large cap names losing ground. Japan's exporters took the Nikkei and topics lower as the yen weakened. Australia was pulled down by its banks. Greater China was mixed, with mainland boards higher, while Hong Kong fell again as its property stocks weighed, and Taiwan stayed above water. It was another directionless day in Asia, with many bourses dragged lower by the fallout from strong US data that supported calls for the Fed to act sooner rather than later over inflation. And Bloomberg reported that Beijing is accelerating plans to replace US and foreign-based technology with empowerment of a secretive organization to approve local suppliers in areas deemed sensitive to the Chinese economy. European equity markets are mixed 2 hours into the session. In regional news, Reuters reported that the German parties involved in coalition talks have made progress, and the aim is to present a coalition agreement next week. And Reuters cited comments by UK Brexit Minister Frost, who said that the government's preference is to strike a post-Brexit agreement to improve trading arrangements for Northern Ireland by Christmas. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.